fixed sector ETF. We've got a full house here on the economy in the studio. We'd like to welcome our guests.
They heard
the
we had popcorn.
They heard we had popcorn, so they came in. John Spector, President and CEO of the Conference Board, and Mark Leiter, Executive Vice President at Nielsen, Chairman of the Demand Institute. Big day today because the Conference Board and Nielsen Holdings are teaming up to launch the Demand Institute. So, gentlemen, welcome, and tell us a little bit about what this is.
It's nice to be here. The Demand Institute is a not-for-profit research organization that was co-founded by the Conference Board and Nielsen, with a focus on trying to understand global consumer demand. In the next decade, consumers are going to spend $450 trillion. You've probably never seen a PowerPoint slide with that number on it before. It's a lot. And the Institute is going to focus on how that demand will evolve, what will force it to change direction, and it'll help policymakers and executives to make better decisions with a better understanding of that demand.
You mean essentially, you know, what kinds of things people want to buy? I mean, if you want to measure consumer demand, you go to a Walmart at midnight on Black Friday, and you'll see consumer demand. But what kind of data are you collecting, and what kind of use would you make out of it, Mark?
Right, well, that's a great question. So we could see very easily current demand that's right in front of us and across all industries, and Nielsen does that a lot today in 100 countries around the world. We're going to take a longer-term perspective, though. We're looking out the next 5 to 10 years. What are the biggest trends? What are the biggest opportunities, both for business leaders and government leaders? For business leaders, it's really all about how do you think about setting strategy based on where consumers are heading, both in developing markets around the world, which are everybody's interested in, China, India, Africa, as well as our developed markets close to home. And for government leaders who are actually trying to set economic policy and economic stimulus, how do you think about the long-term trends or where consumers are going to spend the money? And that's really where our focus is. It's not about the next week. It's about the next few years.
Is this statistics-based or is it anecdote-based? How do you get your data for this?
It's really a combination. So at one level, both the Conference Board and Nielsen bring a lot of assets to the table. The Conference Board has unparalleled insights in the economies and markets and where the economy is heading. Nielsen has the most complete understanding of consumers already. We talk to over 10 million consumers a year, but that's really just a starting point for the Demand Institute. What we've learned along the way is that a lot of companies are looking for a more holistic view, and no single company can really provide that today. So we're going to work with a lot of different organizations, other research firms, think tanks, government agencies who have a tremendous amount of data, put that all together for a next level set of knowledge. And then on top of that, data and analytics and technology, you're going to use human intelligence, right? You still need to do pattern recognition, and you need experts to sort of sort through all of that and make sense of it.
So are there going to be indexes, research reports?
Yeah, I think there'll definitely be research reports. Mm-hmm. I mean, although the Conference Board publishes many indexes, I don't think initially we see a single index on consumer demand. I think that would be too gross a measure to be that useful. But there'll definitely be research reports. And the research reports will look at things like we don't want to replace the existing research on existing single industries. I mean, there are thousands of industry reports, and our attempt is not to replace that. But we will do some research, and in fact, we've already started looking at the effects of industries on other industries. So one of our first reports will be on the housing industry, and what is the impact of the housing industry in the United States on retailing, on transportation, on food, on entertainment. And typically what we found is that the most people look at demand through the lens of their own industry, and we're going to try to take a much more holistic view and looking across industries to kind of augment the existing data.
Is this just the American consumer?
No, definitely not. We happen to have started on the housing market in the United States because that was a topic of great interest to a lot of people, but the focus of the Demand Institute is absolutely global.
So you would measure things like the economic impact of changes in the housing industry on retailing, changes in fashion and home decorating.
Yeah,
all that
the changes in size of housing and the location of housing, and what would have to do with the purchase of automobiles versus mass transit? What would it have to do with do-it-yourself industry versus what types of the amount and types of furniture, where people would be entertained? I mean, all of those kinds of things, which typically in each industry sector there are people who are expert at it, but it's very hard for people to get across industry.
Mark,
the housing is a good example of a global impact. So if you think about where the housing market has come from, how the bubble has burst in the U.S., all the corollary impacts around the world. So banks, there have been runs on banks in the U.K., there have been problems in Canada with the timber industry, in China, furniture manufacturers have seen demand slow. So all of those ripple effects are a byproduct of our connected economy. On the flip side, you see opportunity coming out of that. People are trading the McMansions for the McCottage, and they want to downsize into smaller homes. More and more people are moving into cities. About 1.5 million every week around the world are moving towards cities based on our work. And that's going to have huge impacts if you think about movement from suburbs back to cities for a whole host of industries. So we're going to try to link some of these big macro trends to a lot of cross-industry trends and cross-country.
Well, simply the emergence of the emerging markets consumer. China is trying to shift its economy toward a more domestic demand-driven. It's empowering. It's raising wages. This should be a fascinating study, and I'm not familiar with too many forms of analysis on the Chinese consumer, the emergence of the Indian consumer. I mean, how that differs than the Western consumer, and that could be a real ticket for some of these big multinational companies and how they expand.
Yeah, absolutely. And China is a great example, because if you think about where China is today as an economy, they have much higher savings rates than lots of other places. Part of that because the Chinese consumers don't have the social safety nets that you see in the developed markets. And so what the government would like to do, what all the businesses would like to do, is how do we shift more savings into more spending? What are the leverage points and what are the themes that are actually going to drive that over time? And we can provide those insights.
Nielsen has been operating in China as an example, and India,
for many years. Great.
At the micro level. The Conference Board's been operating there at the macro level. So.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you for stopping by. John Spector is the President and CEO of the Conference Board. Mark Leiter, the Executive Vice President at Nielsen. It's the Demand Institute launching today. We wish them well. We'll look for their studies and their research reports. It's definitely a subject covered here on The Economy on Bloomberg Radio.
When you fly for business or pleasure, you fly privately. But do you fly smart? It's time to consider.